Apostle Paul writes to us from the book of Ephesians and the wonderful word of God. He says in chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. For he chose us in him before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted through Jesus Christ for himself, according to his favor and his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he favored us with his and his beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses and sins, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he planned in him, for the administration of the days of fulfillment, to bring everything together in and through the Messiah, both things in heaven and things on earth. In him we were also made his inheritance, predestined according to the purpose of the one who works out everything in agreement with the decision of his own will, so that we who have already put our hope in the Messiah might bring praise to his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him when you believed, you were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. He is the down payment of our inheritance for the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, all through the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the glorious riches of his inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his vast strength. Why? Because when Christ came, he proclaimed the good news of peace." Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in this solemn moment. Father, in the sacredness of it, in the stillness of our bodies and our minds and our hearts. And Father, we want to just say to you, we praise you this morning. Father God, we worship you with our entire being. Father, we give you thanks for this indescribable, unmeasurable gift of love demonstrated through the sending of your Son, Jesus Christ, to be born into the world for our sake, so that we might have redemption of our sins, forgiveness, be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, walk with you, talk with you, enjoy life together with you, and then have everlasting life in heaven with you. Father, that is why we worship you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just very quickly, Paul talks about this mystery. We heard the song talk about this great mystery. I've been preaching for a long time, been in church my whole life, and it's still a mystery to me. Why would the God of creation, the God who is over everything, why would he love me so much that he would send his only begotten Son, Jesus? Do we understand Jesus was with God in heaven? And God the Father said to his Son, "I have a job for you. I'm going to send you to earth. But you're going to be born, manifested into a baby first. You're going to be born of a virgin mother. And there'll be some time when you will be ridiculed. And my Son, you will be spit upon and eventually beaten and hung on a cross. But Son, I want to do that because the people need a Savior. They need someone to have redemption. And you are the only one who can do that." Sometimes I hear Jesus saying, "But Father, is there another way?" And the Father might say, "You see, there is no other way because the people that we have are not good. The people that are there can do nothing of themselves to bring them back into my relationship." And so, son, you're the only one. It's a mystery how that would happen. Something had to grab the attention of those Israelites and the people of the world. And so God had this great idea. It's a mystery to our finite minds, but to God, the Bible says all things are possible. And God says, I'll get their attention. You will be born through the Virgin Mary. And he comes and he's born. As we said in that song, I don't think Jesus, as a boy growing up, and maybe not even till he got to the cross, fully understood. It was all about him being the redemption for mankind. A mystery. A mystery to where we're at today, 2018 years later. Still a mystery. But I love these words. When Jesus came, he proclaimed the good news of peace. I want you to dwell on that just for a second. You see, we talk about peace and goodwill toward men. And society and the world wants to take that term peace in the sense of no more wars, no more fightings. Let's just all get along. And that's good. But you see, in Bible times, when it talks about peace, there's this battle that's raging between man's heart, the evilness of Satan, and the goodness of God. And this battle is raging. And when Jesus came to pronounce good news, you'll have peace. He meant it in a spiritual form. You'll have peace over Satan. You'll have peace over your sins. You'll have peace over your destiny of your eternity. You'll have peace. That's the good news this morning. And I think when all of that was perhaps revealed, when God was having this conversation with his son before he sent him to the earth, I got to believe in my heart that Jesus said, I'll do it. Send me, Father. Send me, Father. For the people need peace. People need redemption. People need a hope and an assurance that they can have a relationship with you, Heavenly Father. Send me, I'll do it. And the Father sent him in the form of baby Jesus, that boy born so long ago in that stable laying in a manger. That boy who grew up by the age of 30, the Bible tells us, went on the area, all over the area, preaching and teaching the love of God, demonstrating the power of God by healing the blind, healing the deaf, raising some from the dead. Certainly this was the Messiah. Certainly this was the Messiah that God had promised to send. Certainly this was the Messiah who said, I bring you good news of peace. What is that? Oh, I want peace so bad for everyone. The peace that only Jesus can bring. The peace that you can have against your sins and that ugliness of Satan. The peace that you can have even when we're facing the shadow of death. We will fear no evil, for God is with us. And we have eternity with him as believers. That's why Paul says, look, he made known to us the mystery. Folks, it's no longer a mystery. You've seen it played out. You've heard it read. You know the story. It's not a mystery. Jesus came for you and for you and for you. I was with a couple of gentlemen Friday evening, and they were all talking about something, and we were in a Christian environment, a Christian church, a Christian school, and we were talking about what a great thing this beautiful church and school. And one of the guys said, well, you know, there's another Christian church right down the street, and I asked, are these then affiliated with each other? He says, no, they're not. I'm not quite sure how that works. And the gentleman turned to another gentleman, and before he could even ask him the question, do you know how this all works? The other gentleman said, I'm a heathen. I don't know. And I said, well, what does that mean? So if you have a heart attack in the next 30 minutes and you stand before God, what does that mean? And he never answered. But I could see his eyes get this big. Never saw him again after that, haven't seen him all weekend. I wonder if he's thinking about that. But you see, there's no mystery here this morning. We are all going to stand before God. Amen? And Jesus says, but I'm the one who brought the good news. And the Bible says, for those who know Christ as their Savior, who's accepted the good news, who no longer sees it as a mystery but sees it as a reality, the Bible says, Jesus says, enter into heaven and you'll be with me forever. But he also says this, to those he did not know, to those who would not accept this good news, this message of hope and peace, of everlasting life through the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ, to those who rejected that, Jesus says perhaps some of the saddest words in all the Bible, depart from me, I never knew you. I can't help but think, oh God, I hope there's no one there at that moment that says, it's Pastor Randy's fault. He never told me. God's called me to share the good news. I'm not the good news. Jesus is. But I'm sharing that. It's not a mystery. It's not a mystery. God loved you so much. He said, I'm going to send my son. Be born baby Jesus, grow up to die on the cross just for you. I don't understand that. I still don't. But my faith tells me I believe it. And my faith says that's why I sing praises to the Lord. That's why we do this at Grace Baptist Church. You know, every one of you were prayed for Friday and Saturday. Our prayer was, God, just send us people, fill the house. You may find yourself here because you come every Christmas. Thank you. We're so glad. We love having you here. Maybe you're here because your family invited you. Maybe you're here for the very first time. Maybe you don't even know how you found yourself here, but you're here. You're not an accident. You're an answer to prayer. And you've heard the good news. It's no longer a mystery. It should all make sense. Oh, that's why we celebrate baby Jesus. He's God's son, the Messiah, the Christ. In the words of Linus, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we can gather together as a body of believers and friends and family. Father, you have provided Grace Baptist Church as a place for us to gather together. And Father, not only gather together, but to worship you. Your word tells us, have no other gods but you. Father, you are our only God. Father, your word tells us that you're going to send a Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, the Lord, and you did that through baby Jesus. Father, your word tells us that he would be the redemption, the propitiation, the sacrifice for all of us. Father, your word tells us he died on that cross on that first Good Friday, but your word also tells us he rose again alive on that first Easter morning. Oh, Father, it may be a mystery to our minds, but we certainly understand it. To know enough to know that Jesus brought the good news of peace. And Father, through that we can have peace and forgiveness of our sins, assurance of eternal life with you forever and ever. Oh, Father, I pray that every single person here this morning knows of that peace that only Jesus can bring. Father, I pray that they're there in their pew right now. Their head is bowed in honor to you. Their eyes perhaps closed. Father, their hearts are in submission, just worshiping you. And Father, I would pray for those who already know your Savior, that they would just simply say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus. And then, Father, I would pray for those perhaps that don't know your Savior this morning personally, that right there in their pew, right now, this very moment, it still may be a mystery to them, but they understand your love, your grace, and your mercy. And they would just simply say in their hearts and with their whisper of their tongue, God, forgive me of my sins. I accept this Jesus who is given just for me. If you did that this morning, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. All of the angels of heaven are rejoicing right now because one or two or five or ten have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's why he came. And Father, I just thank you for the power of your love, the power of redemption and forgiveness, and the power that you're still in the saving business. And even at this Christmas service, Father, I got to believe in my heart that there were some people in this audience who just simply said, I believe in this Jesus, and I want to make him my Savior and my Lord. And Father, I know heaven is rejoicing because of that. Father God, thank you for revealing the mystery to us this morning through this play, through the reading of your word, through the Apostle Paul, and through the Holy Spirit who has touched our hearts this morning, touched our hearts to know truly this is the Christ, the Savior, the Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.